Arvind could tell by the look in Tamil's eyes that he was still sleeping. The young hare moved toward the steps leading up to Great Hall. Placing a paw to his lips, Arvind warned every beast to hold their silence. Then he gestured with his other paw to clear away. Red Wallers fell back to either side as Tamil went by them, unaware of all about him. Cracklin uttered a single word as she followed in his wake.
Martin?
Lanterns burned dimly in Great Hall, casting shadows around the sandstone columns and recesses, and moonlight shone through the high windows onto a floor worn smooth by countless generations of paws. In complete silence, the Red Wallers grouped behind Tamo, who stood staring up at the tapestry on the wall. It was a marvellous piece of work, fashioned by abbey creatures in the distant past. Martin the Warrior, Red Wall's found a hero, was depicted there, standing armour-clad and leaning upon his sword.
I brought you quill and parchment,
Viola Bankvall whispered to Cracklin, passing her writing materials.
You may need them.
The recorder nodded a thanks as Tamil started speaking.
Spring is done now. Summer calls. This season fraught with wartime's fear. Fate says Damoc will ne'er see our walls. Battle must take place, though not here. Many coats will know the way, so go with him, De Formolo. A soothsayer knows what to say. Secrets Warfang longs to know. One day, Red Wall, a badger will see, but the badger may never see Red Wall. Darkness will set the warrior free. The young must answer a mountain's call.
A vagrant night breeze waved the tapestry once, then all was still and quiet. Tamo sat down upon the floor. He rubbed his eyes and stared at his surroundings in bewilderment.
What the? Who brought me here?
Arvind sat beside him, pointing to the figure on the tapestry.
Martin the Warrior did. He had a message for us.
Oh, you don't say. And what was the message?
You should know, friend. 'Twas you who delivered it.
Me? I say, that's a bit blinking much. I don't remember a single thing. What did he say?
Cracklin spread her parchment in front of the young hare.
Don't worry, Tamil. I recorded every word. Martin the Warrior is the guiding spirit of our abbey. In times of trouble, he will often choose some beast to deliver his message to us. You must be a very special creature for Martin to single you out.
Tamo nodded absently as he scanned the parchment.
Never thought of myself as jolly well special, ma'am. Hey, Midget mentions you here. It says many coats will know the way.